This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak
from BBC Learning English.
Hello, I'm Feifei and this is The English We Speak. You're Rob.
Yes, and hello, you're Feifei. And Feifei, if you don't mind me saying, you're looking a bit stressed.
Stressed? Yes, I am. I've got to give a presentation later and I don't feel very prepared.
Oh, relax, Feifei. There's nothing to worry about.
Really? Well, I've booked the room, got my laptop ready, printed out the handouts, but there must be something else.
Well, you sound very well organised, to be honest. So stop worrying. It's only a presentation. Everyone will be asleep anyway.
It's easy for you to be so calm and relaxed about it. You're not doing it.
Oh, come on, Feifei. You know me. I'm always calm and relaxed. You could say I'm a happy-go-lucky kind of guy.
Happy-go-lucky? Well, I know you're always happy, but I'm not sure about lucky.
No, happy-go-lucky describes someone who doesn't worry about the future and just accepts what happens. It's not really about luck. It's about keeping calm and not planning everything, like you do. Now chill out and listen to these examples.
My sister is happy-go-lucky. She doesn't worry about a thing, not even exams.
I like your happy-go-lucky attitude, but you're going to have to make a decision on our wedding date.
Jake's so happy-go-lucky, he doesn't seem to be worried that he's losing his job. I guess he thinks everything will work out well in the end.
So that's happy-go-lucky, a phrase that describes someone who doesn't worry about the future and accepts what happens. It's something that Rob claims to be, but I'm not so sure. Hey, Rob, how's your presentation coming along?
What presentation?
The one you're doing next Monday. Don't you remember? The boss said we have to take it in turns to do one.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Don't worry, it'll be fine. What's the worst that can happen?
Are you sure? Have you booked a room? Prepared your notes? Got your laptop working?
Oh, of course. There's plenty of time to sort that out, isn't there? Oh, I'm afraid I've just got to head off now. I've got some things to do. Bye.
Oh, dear. It looks like his happiness and luck have gone. Perhaps happy-go-lucky isn't the best phrase to describe Rob. Bye.
The English We Speak
from bbclearningenglish.com.